Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your provision is always there, that you are ready to share your word, to share about yourself and your ways, to share about your son Jesus and the way that he wants to save mankind from their sins. I pray today, Lord, that you will be with us as we study your word, that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, that we may come to know you more and be able to live according to your ways. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Seven Chamberlains, and is taken from the book of Esther in chapter 1 and verse 10. The festivities continue in our story of Ahasuerus the king and Vashti the queen as they entertain those both small and great at their party in the palace. During this wonderfully decorated affair, the royal wine is being drunk out of golden vessels, and there is no limitations upon the drink that is offered. In chapter 1 and verse 10, we learn what happens when Ahasuerus has a little too much to drink. It reads, "On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehunmam, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Agabatha, Zethar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king." Our verse begins, "On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine." We remember that we were told that this feast in the palace of Shushan lasted for 7 days, and this is the final day of the feast. With all the drinking that was provided, now we see Ahasuerus merry with wine, and his heart and thinking were affected by it. There is no doubt that what is about to happen was related directly to the wine he imbibed, and now his mind, thinking, consciousness, inclination, and resolution was going to be influenced by it. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1 says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." In this case, the request of Ahasuerus will forever alter not only his kingdom, but also the lives of the Israelites forever. The verse continues, "And he commanded Mehunamim, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagatha, Zethar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king." Let us notice first the word "commanded," which means he told, said, or uttered to these chamberlains who were eunuchs that served the king. We shall look at what he told them in our next verse, but for now, let us take a specific look into their names. Mehuman means faithful. Biztha means booty. Harbona means donkey driver. Bigtha means the wine pressed. Abagatha, which means God-given. Zether means star. And Carcass, which means severe. So let's put this into context. Ahasuerus is tipsy with wine on the seventh day of his party, and he calls together his seven chamberlain eunuchs and says, "Faithful booty donkey driver, wine press, God-given star, and severe, I command you." Now, just what he commands is going to have to wait. However, for now, let us consider once again how the Almighty God is able to use these natural events, even if they are seemingly against what we might think that they should be used for his eternal purposes. We should remember that each of these chamberlains grew up and they were named. They had purpose and were put in positions to serve under Ahasuerus, and that God knew every one of them. If we keep in mind that God is well aware of all the people, festivities, actions, and requests that are done and being made, and that he is able to use them according to his plan, we will consider the possibility that he is using the people, actions, and request in our lives as well. What is Almighty God up to behind the scenes? Only time will tell. and only later we shall know more. Next time, we will see Ahasuerus attempt to show off his queen. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.